I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, 855-200-1776, just press 1 if you'd like to leave an off-air call for our next guest, Lieutenant Jody Scogan, North Dakota Highway Patrol, formerly the Information Director, officer, now out working with Captain Eldon Mayer out in the truck division, which I can imagine it's a little bit change being up in the oil patch a little bit more and working on the truck side of things.
It is. The mission's very similar, but at the same time, I get to work with different aspects of the agency and what we're involved in. So it's been steady.
All comes down to safety, safety, safety.
It does.
Especially when you're up in the truck division up there. Reason we're having you in today, of course, we're getting into the holiday season. We're starting to get into some winter driving conditions. It's always good to have a little reminder for people what to watch out for when you start getting into those conditions and we start having a little bit more traffic on the roadways for holidays. So, Jody, welcome to the program, and let's get right into this. What are we seeing on the roads these days? First of all, North Dakota, we're having more traffic anyway just because of what's going on with the growth that's here. So what are we looking for as we're getting into the holidays?
Well, and that's the key, is just to anticipate with holiday traffic, you're going to see more motorists that are taking to the roadways this weekend. You're going to see more highway patrol taking to the roadways because we are going to be out there trying to ensure that those motorists can get to their destination safely. But with any holiday period, there's a lot of things that families should factor in to help ensure that they can get to their destination safely without having to necessarily rely on troopers to guide them through. And the driver behind the wheel is just key to that. If that driver can prepare that trip appropriately, the chances of them reaching their destination go up considerably. And that involves planning ahead. If you know you have a 3-hour trip or you're going to be heading out of state or regardless of how far it is, take a look at what the forecast is doing. Take a look at the North Dakota Department of Transportation travel information map. Take a look at what kind of road conditions are you going to be encountering and how might those conditions change as you're making your trip. And then as you get closer to the time to depart, it's always a good idea to leave extra time should there be some delays that you encounter while you're making your trip so that you can travel in a relaxed manner, not have to try to make up time on the road where you start to see people passing unsafely, failing to yield, making improper lane changes. Speeding, of course, is always a common denominator when you see people trying to make up time on the roadway. But those are the factors that consistently lead to crashes on North Dakota roadways. And if families can plan ahead, build in that buffer into the agenda to where they have time to spare, you want to reach your destination safely. And it's never fun when it's a hectic trip or when you're under pressure to get there or you're running behind and thinking you're going to make up those minutes out on the roadway.
Our guest, again, Lieutenant Jody Scogan today, we're talking about issues on the roads. And if you have a question or comment for Trooper Talk today, that's welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I understand tomorrow that every available North Dakota Highway Patrol trooper will be on patrol statewide to saturate the roadways. Obviously, day before Thanksgiving is one of the busiest days of the year. But what is the plan for tomorrow? North Dakota Highway Patrol troopers saturate the roadways, and what kind of enforcement will you be doing, Lieutenant?
We are going to be watching for the factors that create risks out there, and we're going to be taking strict enforcement to deter those motorists from, I guess, doing it again. It is a heavily traveled day, and we want to do everything we can with the resources we have to help ensure that those motorists can get to their destination safely. Because it's not always the unsafe motorist that ends up being the victim. When you have a two-vehicle crash, you may have a motorist that was doing absolutely nothing wrong, but the risk that was created by that other driver was what involved them in the crash, and the consequences are very unfortunate, if not sometimes fatal. So it's very important that our officers are going to be out there to be monitoring, to be enforcing those violations when we find them, to help make sure that this that this holiday period is as safe as possible.
So which violations will get the most attention tomorrow?
The ones that contribute to crashes. Speeding is consistently a leading contributing factor to crashes in our state. Right-of-way violations, when people are pulling out at intersections or failing to stop when required, we're going to be watching for those. Seatbelt violations, countless numbers of injuries and deaths that could be prevented if the occupants of that vehicle had just taken a second to protect themselves from some of the forces that are encountered during a crash. Any of the factors, any of the elements that lead to crashes or that lead to injuries, we're going to be watching for those, and we're going to be doing what we can to change the behaviors of those individuals to make the road safer for everybody.
Starting to get into winter driving season, also the holiday seasons, and that's why we have Trooper Talk, your chance to talk to Lieutenant Jody Scogan, North Dakota Highway Patrol, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Sean in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just have a question regarding the North Dakota Move Over Law. On the NDHP website, it says that it pertains to any emergency or DOT vehicle pulled over on the side of a highway displaying warning or emergency lights that is required for the driver to move over if possible. My question is, does that just pertain to Highway Patrol and DOT vehicles, or does that pertain to any vehicle that may be pulled over on the side of a highway displaying warning lights for any reason?
The law is specific for, as it's written in the century code, it's specific for certain vehicles. But if you do see that motorist parked on the shoulder of the road, the law doesn't require you or mandate you to change that lane or to open up a lane between you and them if it's available. But it's always prudent to slow down and to give that. You have no idea what might be taking place there or what you might encounter as you get closer. So it's always a good idea to slow down and be prepared for, you know, something unexpected to happen as you get closer to that vehicle.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sean, appreciate the call. Thanks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Lieutenant, what's your greatest frustration when you're out there on patrol with us as motorists?
Well, it's hard to identify. I guess with the frustrations aren't necessarily the frustrations, I guess, would be more of the importance or the urgency that we put on trying to facilitate getting people to their destination safely. We know what factors lead to crashes and what behaviors, what impairments. We spend a great deal of time, and not only our agency, but driver's education programs, schools, parents, relaying that information to motorists that unsafe speeds, that driving with under the influence of alcohol or drugs or prescription medications, any type of narcotic that can impair your abilities, can lead to a crash. And we work very hard to make the roadways and the motorists as safe and as responsible as possible. And it is tough to have to go knock on doors in the middle of the night and to walk these crash scenes and to see the very same elements present in that crash that we've been stressing and my predecessors, the Highway Patrol has been working on these issues, and law enforcement and traffic education components have been working on these elements since the motor vehicles were invented. And it just seems like there's always a challenge with trying to connect the dots that you can't take driving for granted. Driving is a full-time responsibility. You shouldn't assume that you're going to go from point A to point B without encountering some type of hazardous event or some type of a situation that's going to require you to be wearing, where you'll need your seatbelt, things like that. It's motivating. I wouldn't call it frustrating, but it certainly motivates us to continue to work to try to increase the number of people that are operating in a responsible manner.
You know, when you start talking about the responsibilities, you know, it is incumbent upon the drivers, especially with all the increased traffic that's going on in North Dakota, and especially the holiday season, to have your vehicle prepared, be prepared for the inclement weather that could pop up, you know, have those winter survival kits in your vehicle, make sure that you contact people that know where you're going on those trips. You know, it's the simple things. It's the little things that make a big difference. Back to your phone calls, your chance to talk to the trooper. Bruce in Jamestown, you're up next. We're talking with Lieutenant Jody Scogan from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. I'm Steve Bach with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Wiedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind. Your questions, welcome for Lieutenant Jody Scogan of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. And Bruce in Jamestown does have a question for our guests. Go ahead, Bruce, you're on.
Yeah, hello, officer. First, I'm a professional driver by trade for over 30-some years. I feel a lot safer with you guys out there, and I want to say I really appreciate you doing it. I wouldn't do it, you know, and I drive a truck. But the point I want to bring up is that we have these road signs that flash for emergency snow and stuff. Why couldn't we have messages put on that, like state law, slow traffic to the right lane, or state law, pull over for emergency vehicles, start putting some of the laws on them to remind people that, yes, this is a law. And we do need to do it.
Well, Bruce, Certainly there's a lot of options as far as what those signs can be used for, and North Dakota DOT has done a, just last weekend I made a trip north to Minot, and sure enough, they were advertising some information about the importance of seatbelts on there. So I guess, you know, it just comes down to the priorities about what messages and how often those can be utilized and what messages are most important.
I see a lot of them, a lot of time they're flashing, you know, report DUI, things like this on them, which is fine. I mean, yes, it's just kind of your responsibility as being a person out there. You should be doing that, but also, there's a lot of, you see a lot of cars staying in the left lane. When they do go to pass us, we have our cruise control set, and we don't change speed. They'll fly up beside us, sit there, or they'll get in front and then start to slowly brake. Well, then we've got to get back over to avoid them, and then it's like they're mad at us, and they just don't understand that 99% of these trucks these days have cruise control, and we're all just too darn lazy to want to use a foot pedal anymore, so we let the cruise. They just, you know, see a big truck, stay away from it.
Mm-hmm.
It would really help. And is texting against the law in this state?
Driving. It is. Yes, it is.
How would we go about doing that? Because I've had people pull up beside me and sit there texting. Even in bad weather when I've been rain splashing them, they'll sit right beside you texting at night because we do most of our driving at night. And I didn't know it was illegal or not. And like I said, I've actually laid on the air horns to try to get their attention, and it doesn't do it.
You brought up a couple good points, Bruce. There is the importance of sharing the road and understanding that we are out there with lots of other motorists that are just as entitled to that roadway as we are, and we have to. And keeping proper vehicle spacing is important. You notice that. I've got a son that will soon be getting his driver's license, and we work on educating him that you don't stay in close proximity to another vehicle unless, you know, you're dictated to do so in a city environment. But out on the highway, those reactionary gaps are very important, and you should always have a proper following distance of, say, 3 seconds out on the highway, and if the conditions start to deteriorate, you need to increase that. If your visibility goes down or the roadway gets slippery, yeah, 3, 4 to 5 seconds is appropriate. And when it comes to, I guess, it's a lack of understanding on some people's parts as far as not realizing the risk that they're putting themselves in. And others, it's just a matter of common courtesy.
Bruce, thanks for the phone call. Blake in Newtown, if you have a question or comment for the Trooper, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Blake, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
Blake, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to ask the Trooper if the same laws apply on the reservation as off the reservation. I drive, you know, quite a few miles to work every day, and you know, guys will pass me going 80, 90 miles an hour every morning. And I never seen old cops around.
Well, they do apply. And sadly, there's a lot of, not sadly, there's a lot of roadway miles in this state and only so many officers to patrol them. There's other demands that are placed on all law enforcement agencies, and if traffic enforcement is just one of the things that you're authorized to do, it doesn't mean that you can commit 100% of your time to monitoring the roadways. There's other calls for service, other situations and crimes that require the responses as well. And as I alluded to earlier, it just boils down to the responsibility and the motivation of the driver to drive safely and to monitor those speed limits and to be appropriate when they're driving.
Blake, thanks for the phone call. As far as jurisdiction, what is the jurisdiction for the North Dakota Highway Patrol on the reservations?
We do have a shared jurisdictional. There's certain issues if there's criminal violations and depending on the operators, whether they're a resident of or a member of the tribe or not, we do work hand in hand with those agencies, with the BIA, to help ensure that if laws are violated, that it's being routed to the appropriate jurisdiction.
Marshall and Carrington for our guest, Lieutenant Jody Scogan from the North Dakota Highway Patrol on Trooper Talk. Go ahead, Marshall, you're next.
Hi, my question is, you know, I hear you talking about how you're going to be enforcing all these, you know, the safety violations for motorists, but what do you do about, you know, I'm out here every day driving and I do 3-4 miles an hour to speed limit and law enforcement vehicles will pass you with no lights on, doing considerably faster than you are, or, you know, talking on their phone while they're driving. How do you guys correct those problems? Thank you.
The responses that we have to certain calls require some officer discretion, and the officers, if they're passing you at a rate that's considerably higher than what the posted speed limit is, it is possible that they are responding to some type of a situation that requires them to get there in a quick manner. There are times to where the emergency lights are facilitated, and there's times where they're deliberately not used in order to, depending on the, I'm not sure where you're seeing this at or what the situation was, but sometimes not utilizing the emergency lights is can be advantageous to making a safer situation out there if traffic is light or if there's some other reason that they would be responding without their lights on. So many different variables, though, that I would have a hard time trying to explain what particular situation you encountered. And as far as the cell phones, they are authorized to use by law enforcement officers, and they're a very important part of how we communicate nowadays. And we do have hands-free devices that we utilize and so forth, but that from time to time, that device does have to be utilized in order to communicate, in order to get information from our state radio dispatch, from our regional dispatch offices, and sometimes we're communicating directly with the public, responding to a call and trying to get there in an efficient, safe manner.
Marshall, thanks for the call. Glad to hear from you in Carrington. David in Williston is next. Brad in Grand Forks, a couple other callers behind those two. We'll continue with more Trooper Talk with Lieutenant Jody Scogan, North Dakota Highway Patrol, next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need. For beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware. And also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was
exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to leave us a call off air, 855-200-1776. Just press 1, and your opportunity to talk with North Dakota Highway Patrol Lieutenant Jody Scogan. And we had an off-air caller come in during the break.
All right, I'll play that for you here. One sec.
Is seatbelt law a secondary offense in North Dakota? And the other question is, if I have a concealed carry or a pistol in my vehicle and it's not concealed, does that pistol need to be sitting on the dash, unloaded? Or in case of a concealed carry, do you prefer that I tell you that I have it? Or is it mandatory that I have to tell you? Thank you.
Well, first of all, on the seatbelt, is that a secondary violation, Jody?
It is if you are over the age of 18 years, or 18 or older. For the children, it's a primary seatbelt law, and you can be stopped just for not having a child restrained in your vehicle.
And then on the gun issues, as far as concealed carries, first of all, what's the letter of the law? Second of all, what's the preference to law enforcement?
Well, the concealed is... As he alluded to, he's reaching the right marks there when he says keeping it visible, because that's the key to the concealed weapon law. And as far as communicating whether you have a permit or if you are carrying a weapon in your vehicle, it's always good to communicate that with the officer that stops. It just eliminates the opportunities that there's going to be misunderstandings or... not that it's a high priority, but at the same time, it's a weapon in your vehicle, and there's lots of people that have them. Obviously, we carry weapons, and we wouldn't want to have anything, any misunderstanding lead to some type of unfortunate encounter on the roadway. So we typically, when we make traffic stops, the permit holders will be very forthcoming, and they'll just tell you right up front, I've got a permit, I'm carrying a handgun, or I've got the handgun on the dashboard or in plain sight in the vehicle. Best though just to keep it locked up and put it in the trunk or something in a different compartment.
David in Williston for our guest, Lieutenant Jody Scogan, North Dakota Highway Patrol, on Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, David, with your question.
Good morning, Trooper. How are you today?
Excellent.
Good. I got some questions on the new permitting laws as far as oversize, overweight, overwidth. When they switched and took the self-issues away from us and made us go to the online system, they have in place the one annual where you can get, for $100, we can go to 12 wide, but they don't have the height. Well, I'm out here in the oil field. We haul a lot of dimensional loads that don't weigh anything. I mean, a lot of times we got 20,000 pounds on, and we've got, no weight, but we are 12 feet wide. The tank is a 12-foot wide tank, and that makes us just a little shy of 15-1 high. And they will not up the annual, so we can run that on that annual. So then we have to go online and buy the $35 permit, which went up $15 when they took the self-issues away from us. And then we have a lot of our equipment that is heavy, but it's always the same weight. I have you know, I have one truck that is overweight and I have to get a permit for it every time, but it never ever changes. It is a fixed load. It never changes, but they won't issue me an annual. Even if it was a $1,500 a year annual, it would still make be great for me. Then I don't have to try to get on the online system because the one day I need to use it, the online system is down and I can't get anywhere. You know, the online system might be working, but then I can't pay for it. Or, I mean, it's been kind of a nightmare. And I'm wondering if there's anything through the State Patrol or if anything's getting done to fix any of this or to maybe up that annual for our light loads that are dimensional or even for some of our heavy loads that never change.
Our permitting system has gone through a tremendous amount of evolution during the past several years. Many new features have been activated, which you've referred to here. And as far as the load requirements, the widths, the heights, and then what's required for those permits, I would encourage you, I mean, we're constantly evaluating the regulations and working to make the system as user-friendly as possible. If there's a certain, if there's suggestions that you may have, I would encourage you just to give, you can visit with the next time you call in and talk with permits. There may be something that you identified that they're already working on. And I would just encourage when you're on the phone with them to have that discussion or to share your suggestions, because it's not uncommon that if you've identified something that you feel could be could increase the efficiency of that process, that many other carriers have identified that as well. So it's just a matter of ensuring that you're communicating that with us, and we'll see if there's something on our end we can do to help facilitate continuing to move that permit process in the direction that we're going.
Your chance to talk with the trooper. Thanks for the phone call, David. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio to whatsonyourmindradio.com. Jim and Lignite, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'm wondering if and when they're ever going to enforce the state law that if you move here from out of state and go to work, you have to license your vehicles in North Dakota. And the answer I've always gotten is that they don't have the manpower, but it seems like if they can enforce some laws and not others, they should repeal the law that you have to license your out-of-state vehicles if you live and work here. It just seems like the locals are the only ones complied that have lived here for a long time. They're the only ones that are following the law.
Well, I can assure you that the registration violations that are being detected during the course of our patrol are being addressed, and there's an educational component that goes along with that, and there's also the enforcement component that can be applied. So regardless of which method we're using on a particular stop and whether there's a prior, there may be a violation or a warning in our system that was issued, say, 2 or 3 months ago, and if we encounter that person and they're still not in compliance, then the warning's likely to turn into a citation. But I assure you that if we're encountering those during the course of our activities, they are being addressed.
Appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you. Facebook question from Cameron says, let's start with them, I assume meaning the Highway Patrol, being more alert and watchful of the truckers. Often I follow a truck with taillights that are dirty or broken. Make them sweep trailers to limit rocks dropped on roads and secure loads. Are those common problems that Cameron's talking about?
Very common concerns that are raised from the motoring public. These trucks operate, some of them operate in environments to where they are loading and offloading a tremendous amount of dirt, gravel, equipment that can be dropping rocks. And many, many companies are working very hard to ensure that they're making the move safely without throwing debris around. But at the same time, there's so much activity going on out there that even if 1% of the companies aren't concerned about it, that 1% is still going to be noticed out on the roadways. And we do, once again, we're very active with if we receive a concern or if we detect a violation, we're on the phone with their companies, we're issuing the citations, we're educating, we give safety talks throughout the year, relaying the information, not only what we see during our enforcement activities, but what we hear as far as concerns or complaints that come in from the public. So it is an educational component, but we would much rather educate the companies as to what's required and have them comply than to have to resort to enforcement. But when we do detect it, we take care of it on the road with enforcement as well.
Back to the phone call, 701-258-0550. Your chance to talk with the trooper, 1-800-228-0550. Lieutenant Jody Scogan, North Dakota Highway Patrol. Steve in North Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good afternoon. Well, good morning. I got a question. I'm a truck driver. I haul agriculture products all the time, and we have an annual overweight permit that we have to tape to our windshield or put in our right lower corner or left lower corner of our windshield all the time. Well, how come they changed the system for the interstate permit to where now we have to have that piece of paper also taped to our windshield? Now I got two pieces of paper taped to my windshield, and it's kind of in the way to see.
Well, the intent with that, Steve, is to, when you're rolling through scales or inspection sites, it allows the inspector to have more information available than what they would have if they weren't able to see that, okay, you've got a permit for this. You have the authority to carry a greater amount of weight. And it helps facilitate a more efficient inspection process, but I certainly can see if you're posting them or if you're concerned or the issue with having them in your windshield. Typically, we don't have a whole lot of feedback or concerns from the industry that's been a problem, but I can see your point that it is an object on your windshield. But it does help us, and it does give us some information without delaying or holding you up and having you maybe weighed or detained for an amount of time while we look further to find out what we could have found out if you'd had the permit on your windshield when we first saw you.
Steve, thanks for the call. Got another one here before our break. Kelly in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Trooper Talk. Go ahead, Kelly.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, what are the laws for sound ordinance? I noticed here within the last few years there's been several pickups out there, new pickups, old pickups, all with straight pipes. And I'm kind of getting sick of the noise, and I know a lot of people are, and I'm wondering what we could do to get rid of that or at least limit it to some degree.
The muffler law for the state of North Dakota is general in nature, but at the same time it draws a fairly clear picture that the noise manufactured by a vehicle must be muffled, and that no accessory, that the muffler needs to be properly maintained, that the vehicle has to have a normal or not emit an unusual sound. And you can even take some of these small cars, or some of them that have been modified to where they put that baffle on the back that makes it sound like a leaf blower driving down the street. That modification is not legal. That if you read the North Dakota Century Code on what's required for a muffler, that modification is an illegal modification, and those motorists do get talked to and advised that equipment no longer is consistent with the North Dakota statute.
Your chance to talk to the trooper, Lieutenant Jody Scogan, North Dakota Highway Patrol. Thanks for the phone call. We'll get back to your calls. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind as we're getting into the holiday season and increased driving around North Dakota.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's almost here. Black Friday at Max. From 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., save an eye-opening 40% on all tools. Find a Blu-ray player for $45.99. The first 100 customers on Friday and the first 50 on Saturday receive a free gift. On Saturday and Sunday, score a Coleman 3-in-1 parka for $89.99. That's a $110 savings. Extended hours and smart savings at our Black Friday sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your question.
Don, why should people care about keeping farmers in business in this country?
American agriculture has an awesome story to tell. Because of our top-notch food production system, the average U.S. family spends only 6.4% of its household income on food at home. Compare that to France, the next closest country, at 13.2%, or twice what we spend on food at home. And American farmers keep producing more with less by using the latest technology. For instance, did you know that in the early 1900s, it took 5 acres to feed one person for 1 year? Now, thanks to technological advancements, we can feed one person on half an acre a year. This Thanksgiving, take time to thank American farmers for working to produce more with less.
Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. Brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
ndfb.org is that website. We thank the North Dakota Farm Bureau for being a sponsor of What's on Your Mind. Also want to tell you about our friends at PetroServe USA. They're helping America fuel better. You choose E15 in any PetroServe USA branded store, you're going to save 20 cents a gallon on E15. So prices are coming down to the pump and even more if you choose E15, which is a new choice at PetroServe USA locations. And while you're there, how about filling up your stomach, too, with the 4-for-4 deal? This is the great deal where everyone's a winner. Four items for $4. And we're talking about a hot stuff personal pan pizza, single topping, Then you got two delicious cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop, all for only $4. Yeah, so it's a great deal at PetroServe USA locations. While you're there, get yourself registered for the $10,000 giveaway as well. And, of course, Bison playoff season on the way here. And you can find out who the lucky winners are. Two $500 gift cards given away during the next KVLY PetroServe USA Bison football pregame show. Stop in and register at any of the PetroServe USA 21 locations and take advantage of that 4-for-4 deal where everyone's a winner from PetroServe USA. Trooper Talk continues with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon on What's on Your Mind, and our final segment with Lieutenant Joni Scogan of the North Dakota Highway Patrol taking your questions. Mike in Plaza has been waiting to weigh in. Mike, your question for the trooper.
Morning. Say, these four lanes you have out here in the Bach and to get these commercial vehicles, I was wondering who has to stop at those. I pull a small mini excavator up down the road with an F-650 that's right around 22,000. I'm wondering if we have to stop at those.
If you're operating in a commercial capacity, then it's always advised to pull in there. I mean, obviously, the trips may vary, your duties may vary, but it doesn't hurt. You're better off pulling in there and getting flagged through than going by and potentially receiving a citation for bypassing it.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, kind of, but there's no rules on it. I mean, if I'm under a certain weight, I know what the vehicle weighs, with truck and trailer. So just stop anything.
Well, and does it vary? It depends on what you're carrying as well.
It's just an equipment hauler. We only haul equipment with this truck and trailer. And that's what I'm saying. We're right around, 22,000, and there is no air brake.
Okay, and I'm going to, then you're... You wouldn't have to pull in for that, then. If that's the configuration that you have and you're in that manner consistently.
It's the same every time. We're just moving this mini excavator. So. All right, well, that's all I need to know.
All right, let's go to Frank in Williston. Frank, quickly, what's your question for the trooper? Let's go to Bob. Bob in Grafton, quickly.
Hi, I just wanted to tell the trooper that thank you as a truck driver myself. And have a family and kids that are just out on the road. I appreciate everything that they do, especially during the times of the seasons of the year when the rest of us, most of us are, at home with the families and they're out having to work and keep people safe. And I just want to tell them thank you, and I appreciate all that they do. And I wanted to ask him if he's a member of the Oath Keepers and if we have quite a few state troopers in our state that are a member of Oath Keepers.
I am not, and I thank you for the kind words. No, I am not a member.
Do you consider being a member? And are there troopers that we have in North Dakota that are members of the Oath Keepers?
Not familiar with it. I'd have to look into it, but I'm not familiar with it myself, so no.
Okay, maybe Scott or Steve can explain it real quick, and I'll get off and let some other callers get it. But thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the call. Short on time here, but I would want to get one last call in. John Bismarck for Lieutenant. Go ahead. You're on, John.
Hi. See, I just had a comment on the individual that called about the license deal. I understand 100% that if you're out of state after a certain amount of time, 90 days, you should get the North Dakota license, and obviously you're tearing up the roads or whatever. But to me, if I have a license plate from another state and I paid for a year there and I'm only in this state for 3 months or 4 months, I don't understand why it's not prorated. To me, that's double taxation. I mean, I've already paid once, and until I have to pay again after the 90 days and I'm only going to be here 3 months or whatever, it should be prorated.
All right, well, that's more a question for the legislature, I guess, wouldn't it be, Lieutenant?
Yes, at this time, there is temporary registration that's available for you for those out-of-state vehicles that are here as part of a gainful employment, and it just boils down to what roadways you're using for a certain amount of time, and when it comes to gainful employment, there are temporary registration laws that apply to those that are non-North Dakota residents.
Thanks so much for the time today and all the calls. Busy hour of Trooper Talk with Lieutenant Jody Scogan of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Thanks, Lieutenant. Appreciate your time very much.
Hey, bet. Thank you.
Buckle up. Drive safe. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from the Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.